guys. So I'm back with another audio. This conversation today is a bit more serious, and I definitely do not want to trigger anyone with this conversation. So if you are someone that, to me, struggles with eating issues or eating disorders, I would kind of advise maybe not to listen to this, because this is more of a different conversation that I'm going to have with you guys, and it pertains to me. But again, it could help other people as well. But this is just something that I thought I would discuss with you guys. But again, if you're someone who's dealing with eating issues, I would suggest you not listen thoroughly or all the way through, or maybe not at all, just because I don't want to trigger anyone or have anyone, you know, feeling a certain way about this conversation. The reason I'm having this conversation with you guys is because I really wanted to have it last night, but then I got busy and I never got around to talking about it. As you guys know, or you may not know, I told you guys I was, like, for the last 2 or 3 months, I've been dieting, and I've been trying to lose weight. I have lost some weight, which has been good. I only drink water. I don't eat any sweets. I eat clean as possible, and I try to stay on a good path with my weight loss journey. Another thing I'm going to add is that when I met my boyfriend, he goes to the gym 7 days a week. He actually trains people at his gym sometimes too. And he eats extremely clean. So he doesn't eat beef or pork. He doesn't eat any sweets or anything like that either, really. So he's very much, it's a rare thing if he even eats a slice of cake. So he's very kind of strict on how he eats and his dieting and stuff. So when we met, of course, I was already on my diet. And, you know, at the time, I was still eating beef and pork because I hadn't given it up yet. But I was still eating clean. I just was still eating that. But I just kind of had to make kind of a decision when it came to the beef and pork. Like, I gave it up for numerous reasons. My doctor had been telling me, like, months ago, stop eating beef and pork. It's not good for you. He was like, if you do eat it, like, maybe, like, every once in a blue moon, but it's not good to eat on daily because it's not good for your body. Now, when he first told me this, I continued to eat the beef and pork after he told me to stop eating it because I was trying to lose weight and he knew that. So he was trying to give me a diet plan. But anyway, months later, like I said, I was still eating it. But then after I met my boyfriend and he was kind of giving me kind of tips on, you know, what to eat and how to maintain weight or lose weight or whatever, because he helps people do that in the gym. I just decided to stop eating beef and pork. And I think it's been like, what, almost a week or two since I've had beef or pork. I just decided to stop eating it just because I felt like it wasn't healthy for me, for one. And I just wanted to be better with my dieting and stuff like that. And also I felt like with me and my boyfriend, like, I wanted us to be on the same accord with how we eat, just because we're in the process of talking about, like, getting a place together and all these other good things that we talk about. So I know because of how he eats and how he diets and what he believes in, that me trying to come into that and I'm still eating beef and pork, and he has not had beef and pork. The last time he ate beef and pork was when he was 13 years old. 13. When he turned 14, he stopped eating beef and pork. So it's been years for him. So he does not play about, like, his dieting and just trying to be overall clean. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say, like, oh my God, he's on me about my weight. No, he's not. He's always telling me I'm beautiful every day. He's always being like, you should take a break and have a Debbie cake or a slice of cake. I'm the one that's like, hell no, because I don't want to gain any weight and I don't want to, like, slip up on my diet. But my point being is that when you're dating somebody, sometimes you have to be on one accord. Like, I don't think I could date someone who was vegan if I wasn't vegan, because it'd be awkward for me to be cooking meat around that person. Meanwhile, they don't eat meat. But I think it would be like kind of it would be kind of awkward and weird in the house. So mainly I stopped eating beef and pork because for health reasons, and because, like I said, my boyfriend is training people. He tells people what to eat and how to, you know, stay in good shape. So that kind of was the reason as well. Now, I'm realizing that as I'm getting close into this diet, I'm noticing little things about myself that bother me. Like, I don't hardly eat anything, you guys. Like, I used to eat a lot. I barely eat now. When I do eat, I'm so OCD about what I'm eating and what's going in my body. And like little triggers. Like yesterday I was baking my dad a cake for his birthday, and the whole time I was baking the cake, I felt repulsed. Just mixing up the batter, doing all this stuff, I felt so repulsed and sick making that cake because I don't eat cake anymore. So it was weird to me. And every time the batter would get on my fingers or my hand, I would freak out. Like, I didn't even want the batter touching me. So it was the most cringe cake baking experience I ever had in my life. And I just noticed little habits in my eating and how I'm cautious and how I've been going along with stuff. So I'm back. I'm sorry. Someone called and I had to take a patient call. But yeah, my eating habits have just been kind of worrying me a little bit with how I'm like eating certain ways and worrying about the foods I'm eating and how I told you guys how the cake batter touching me was repulsing. And it's just a lot of things I'm going through with my weight loss journey. And the thing is, like, I don't want it to become this obsessive thing where it feels like I'm obsessed with trying to lose weight. I'm obsessed with eating a certain way and it becomes something that's not even fun. Like, I was eating last night and I was making salmon because my dad made steak, and obviously I don't eat beef anymore. So I'm sitting here like, I didn't even eat all of my dinner, honestly, guys. I just got full so quick. And then the whole time I was eating, I was like, I don't even enjoy this shit anymore, because it becomes like this obsession of trying to be thin, of trying to lose so much weight. And like I said, I was trying to explain this to my boyfriend, but he was kind of lit. He was understanding it, but, you know, he was trying to understand it because he's never really, you know, been in any kind of situations where he had to, like, worry about weight or something. But it's just a situation, guys, where I just didn't feel good inside, you know, and I don't want to always be worrying about food or if I'm eating too much or if I'm eating too little. But it just goes to say that a lot of times you will start dieting for one set reason, because you just want to lose a little bit of weight because you want to get in shape. And then before you know it, that little diet that was just supposed to be for a little bit of weight loss turns to something serious. And the next thing you know, you're starving yourself. You're purging your food. You're doing things that you would not normally do, lose weight, because now the obsession has kicked in. Now it's oh, I've got to look this certain way. And it's some of those things where you feel like you can't go back. You know, and I think that people have to understand that. I say all this to say, just be cautious when you're dieting. Because weight loss is something we all want. You got women out here that's having surgeries and everything to their bodies because they want to be a certain size and look a certain way for an image. I see women, and I'm not knocking women who have surgeries to their bodies, because that's something they chose to do. Then so be it. You chose to mesh, I'm not gonna say mess your body up, but you chose to go under the knife, so that's your decision at the end of the day. But it goes to say a lot about society and the world that we live in, where we feel like we have to literally look a certain way all the damn time to fit into this weird society that we're in. Whether it be I'm gonna have surgery, or I'm going to do these little things to lose weight. You know, it's kind of like, oh God, didn't I put the, it's kind of like you get to a point where you see yourself doing these things, but you don't even pay attention to it anymore. It becomes second nature or something to you. But society has screwed us all. It really has. It makes us all feel like we have to fit this ideal image, or we have to be a certain way. You know, and I hate that that's what our world has become. You know, I hate that our world has become so shallow and so making people feel the way they feel about their bodies. Like, why the hell is the world like this? Why do we have to feel like we got to do certain things or be a certain way? It should never feel like this. And I look at all the million. It's like on Twitter, guys. It's like a group of people on Twitter that literally they make these eating disorder pages, and all they talk about is their eating disorder and what they binged on or what they purged on. And it's sick when you think about it. But to these women that make these pages, these men that make these pages, in some sense, it makes them feel so not alone because they have somebody that made a page just like them. Somebody that, that they can look to and be like, oh, okay, cool. Like, this person, you know, feels the same way as me, or this person is going through the same situation as me. They have a eating disorder, or they're doing this too, and it makes them feel not alone. But there's so many triggers that people don't look at sometimes with these apps and these sites. It's like women killing themselves. Like, I read so many. I just remember reading, like, one girl who was on that, made a page on there. I went to her page, and she used to say how she would pass out, how she didn't feel good. And a lot of them feel like their eating disorder is all they have. They don't feel like they have anything outside of that. They feel like if they let that eating disorder go, that they have nothing. Because that's their whole identity, which is sad. And sometimes when you have mental health issues, you feel like that is your whole identity. A lot of them want to get help, but they feel like without that eating disorder, who are they, or what do they do without it? And that makes me sad. Shouldn't no one feel like they have to pick this kind of life? And like I tell you guys, a lot of this stuff starts off as just an innocent diet. I'm just going to go on a little diet. I'm just going to lose a little bit of weight. It starts off so damn innocent. And before you know it, your innocence is now stripped. Before you know it, you're doing things that you would never normally do because it no longer matters anymore. You know, you have just gotten to a place in your life where all you care about is what you eat and what it does to your body. And it just doesn't matter anymore. But what I do say, what I do love is when I'm on YouTube or when I am on Twitter, and those same girls who thought they couldn't do it come on there and they're like, I've been in recovery for 5 months or 3 weeks or 2 weeks or 5 weeks or 6 weeks or whatever. And they say, I haven't purged in this many weeks. And it's a milestone for them. And those are amazing things. Society puts so much damn pressure on us to look a certain way, because when you're opening up a damn magazine, who are you seeing on the magazine? You're seeing the skinny girl in the magazine, flat stomach, you know, small legs, all that good stuff, you know. And a lot of that stuff is airbrushed, but to us, we want to be that girl in the magazine. Remember Christina Aguilera made a song a few years back called, I think it was Beautiful. And in the video, you see a girl who's struggling with her body image, and then another girl's looking, thumbing through magazines, trying to look like the girls in the magazines. And I feel like we've just been so caught up in looking a certain way, feeling a certain way, making ourselves feel like if we don't look this way, then we're not good enough, you know. And it comes down to, oh, I have to look this way to fit in. I got to do this to fit in. And at what point is it not enough? I've read stories where young girls have starved themselves to death or had heart attacks because they wanted to be thin so damn bad that nothing else mattered. Their life didn't matter. You know, it was like, nope, I'm going to do this because I want to be thin. Society, the world, we have so much damn pressure on us. I look at people who always talk about the rapper Lizzo. They always drag her. They always talk how big she is. But she has such body confidence and body positivity that a lot of people don't like that about her. It's like they want her to sit up in a room and hate her image and hate her body, hate her weight, and they don't want her to feel like, you know, good about herself. So men and women are always putting her down and being like, telling her she's fat and she's this and she's all these things. And I think that that's absolutely crazy to me. That people feel so bad that they feel like they don't have any other options. And so they don't know where to go. I'm just freaking tired of women feeling like they have to have the pressure of the world on our shoulders, and like we gotta look a certain way and we gotta be a certain way. Like, it's ridiculous, this pressure that society has placed upon us and put on us. Like, it's not fair. It's not okay. Why we can't just be ourselves? Why we gotta look a certain way or act a certain way? Why we gotta appeal to what the world wants us to be? And that's why I get scared about my diet, because I never want my diet to be something that becomes an obsession, to be my whole identity. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you guys I'm going to stop my diet, because I'm not, because I still have weight loss that I want to achieve, and I have a goal, and I want to make that goal. It's just that I have to be more mindful of those triggers and those things, and just being more cautious so that it doesn't get to something that's so serious to the point where I do, you know, need assistance or need help. I just remember when I was probably younger, just being obsessed with my weight at times and being sad about it. And I would literally go to YouTube and look up eating disorder stuff to watch videos on it. I would literally go to Twitter and I would be that girl that would be searching stuff on it. And I've even at one point in my life went to a pro Anna website. Went in, logged in, everything. And those websites are so sad, you guys. So sad, because you know the person behind those websites doesn't love themselves. The fact that they're pushing women to do these things to lose weight, and so many women are listening and their lives are being stripped away. So sorry, you guys. This is going into like three parts, which I didn't want, but I keep getting phone calls in the middle of me trying to record, so now I have to keep stopping. Since I got to pick my recording back up where I left off and hit record again. So I'm sorry about that. But yeah, I just remember, yeah, you guys going to, like I said, going to those websites, on those pro Anna websites, and seeing the stuff that they would say to these women, like, don't eat this, only drink this amount of water, or you can only eat this certain amount of food. And a lot of women would probably listen to that. And I'm glad I didn't never stay on those sites long. I would log in, I would scroll through, and I would see what they were saying. And it was kind of like a enter at your own risk type thing, because basically you are entering at your own risk. No one's putting a gun to your head. You're entering and you're seeing what you see, and you're going to do what you're going to do. But I would always log off after a while, because I would say to myself, I can't get caught into this. Because you have some pages that push pro-Anna and bulimia onto people, and you have other pages that are like, oh, I'm against that. I don't like all that pushing out onto somebody. But I remember watching also an episode of Dr. Phil where a girl was from New York. She had a bad eating disorder. She was anorexic. Oh my God. She looked so sick, but she wanted to get help. And she was actually telling Dr. Phil that she was giving women advice, women who were like 300, 400 pounds, advice on how to lose weight, and telling them barely to eat anything. And I was like, wow. It's the fact that these women actually listened to her, which made me sad. But it's the fact that she was sick. And you know, you can't really get mad at a person that's already sick, because they don't always know what they're doing when they're sick. So I've just seen so much and researched so much with these eating disorders, and it's just sad. But I wanted to talk to you guys just because I felt like maybe someone can relate to me, And again, like I said, I don't want to trigger anybody's eating habits, or if you have eating issues. Like I said, this is probably not an episode you should listen to of mine, because I don't want to upset anybody and I don't want anybody to have a triggering moment. But yeah, I just keep seeing myself having these moments, you guys. And I want to nip it in the bud while I'm seeing it. But at the same time, I don't want to have to stop trying to lose weight, because I do want to initially get healthy. And this is why I started this journey. I don't even weigh myself really, guys, because I don't really want to know how much I weigh. It's more so I just want to make sure that I'm eating clean and doing the right things. So that's probably a good... I probably should weigh myself today. What do you think? Maybe not. But anyway, I don't know, you guys. Like I said, I hate that. Society in this world has us really hating ourselves. But it's okay, you know. All we can do is do the best that we can do. And you just gotta pray that whatever you're doing is enough, you know. But yeah, I'm definitely have a long way to go to work on some things, you guys. And there's just some days where, like today, I just don't feel good. I feel kind of depressed, but I try to combat myself against that. And plus, today is supposed to be a good day. It's my boyfriend's birthday today. So shout out to him. Happy birthday, baby. Yes. So yes, I'm trying to stay in good spirits because I want him to have a good birthday. And I just want him to be happy. You know, so yeah. But when you have a good support system around you, it's nothing you can't do. So if you are someone listening and you are struggling with an eating disorder or just bad eating habits or anything like that, just know that, or any kind of body image issues, just know that you are beautiful no matter how you look, how much you weigh. I don't care, you're beautiful. And I want you to love yourself. And if you do want to lose weight, just do it healthy. Get a trainer, go to a nutritionist. But do it the right way. And take care of your body always. Yeah, but just take care of yourself, please. You know, it's a journey, but we can do it. We can get through it and we can do it. Oh, God. Do you guys know how hard it was to have this conversation? Because I was like in my head about this, but I just knew I had to talk about it, you know? So, yeah, I was like 10:21, you guys. It looks like it's going to rain today. And there's a squirrel running across the street. He better run before a car comes. And I actually got to speed this up, you guys, because I need to go get myself together. I'm not dressed or nothing, y'all. That's the perks of working from home. I'm never dressed early, but I need to go get myself. I need to go to the bathroom and get myself together. I need to go get dressed. And I have to go feed my dog. So I have like 3 or 4 things I need to do. So I will talk to you guys soon. And I hope you understand this episode. And again, I just hope everyone out there loves themselves and realize that you are beautiful. So, yeah. All right, y'all. Peace and love.